He is off to a flying start here at the Old Spa, and he put a bit of an exclamation point on his quick start with Frosted in the Whitney Kieran. It's Anthony and Acacia. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on Express Bet Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Two in a row now, Kieran, in pretty impressive fashion, of course, coming on the heels of that explosive, dynamic score in the Grade 1 Met Mile on Belmont Day. Frosted follows it up with another powerhouse performance this Saturday in the Whitney.
Yes, it was a great race. He broke sharp, and I thought he might lay third for a moment, but Joel decided to go ahead and let him use himself and go to the lead. And I was a little nervous just briefly when they put up the 109-3 on the far turn. But if Joel was there, I knew he felt comfortable and had plenty of force. And I felt comfortable. He turned for home. He never moved on him. And he went on and won by two lengths. And it was very exciting.
Kieran, when a horse comes off such a authoritative victory like Frosted did in the Met Mile, I know you're a big proponent of giving horses some time, and it's exactly what you did, but can you expect something, or did you, a better question would be, did you expect another, I don't want to say easy win, but he looked pretty effortless in that score on Saturday.
Yeah, I was, you know, it was a surprise in that mile the way he did it, that's for sure. We thought he could win, and a high weight favorite, so you expect him to win. But by 14 lengths was a surprise to all of us. But since then, he has trained great. He never missed a day, didn't miss an oat. Great, training great, doing well. So we felt like that we were supposed to be 3-5 or 2-5, and we thought we would win. But you never know. Get a little nervous. Do you stumble at the start? Things happen in the race. But everything went very well for us, and he ran a huge race and came out of it great again.
Kieran, he seems to have really come into his own this year in 2016, starting off running in Dubai. Talk a little bit about the difference between his performances in 2015 versus 2016.
Well, probably the biggest thing is American Pharoah is not here with us. He's in Lexington, and that helps a lot. But he did run very well as a three-year-old, you know, winning the Wooden Memorial, fourth in the Kentucky Derby, second in the Belmont. So then the Travers, we missed out on Joel riding him in the Travers. Probably would have been a different result, but it probably would have been American Pharoah winning again and maybe us second. But Joel gets along great with the horse, and we're happy that he's been on the last two races here in America because the horse just runs for him. They understand each other well. So, you know, it's been exciting. He trains right-handed at Greentree, and that's been a nice plus. I don't think he has to. He could train, you know, on the main track left-handed, but it's just worked, so we don't want to change anything.
Talking with trainer Kieran McLaughlin, of course, got the money in a big way with Frosted this past Saturday in the Whitney up here at historic Saratoga. Kieran, the lone blemish on the card this year, if you can call it a blemish, is the fifth place finish to California Chrome in the Dubai World Cup. It appears to be that Frosted's really moved forward off that Dubai trip. How do you, assuming the Breeders' Cup Classic is the long-range goal, what's the best way to get to him and to get to that rematch with California Chrome?
That's a very good question. We're talking now. I talked to Jimmy Bell this morning. We talk every day, and he, in turn, will do a report to John Ferguson, then who talks to Sheikh Mohammed. And it's nice because Sheikh Mohammed is involved with the decision-making. He really likes this horse. He got to see him in Dubai this winter, so he's paying attention to Frosted. And we have a couple of different options to run back in the Woodward September 3rd. It gives us 60 days to the Breeders' Cup, which is nice, or wait and run the Jockey Gold Cup, 1.25 miles. and at Bellamy on October 8th, and then to the Breeders' Cup, or train to the Breeders' Cup and not run at all, or go to the Austin again October 1st, a mile and an eighth to get a race out in California. But that would probably be the least of the choices because we like staying home here and run on the East Coast. But they're all up there for discussion.
Well, Frosted's performance in the Whitney certainly seems to be, Anthony put it, a big exclamation point in the Saratoga meet so far. Your barn has had a lot of success. Were you expecting to have so many winners right off the bat?
No, we started off 6-for-8, which is unheard of even for anyone up here. It's always tough racing, great racing, and we just got lucky that everything went right for us the first week or 10 days. And we still have continued on, winning our few races and finishing second a few times since that hot start. But the horses are running real well, and we've had a great meet. I think we won 10 or 11 races last year, and we're on 9 now. So it's a great meet, and we've won for a lot of different owners, which is nice. And Frosted has been the highlight so far.
Again, talking with trainer Kieran McLaughlin. Like Frosted did last year, finishing fourth in the Kentucky Derby, Mohamed was fourth in this year's Derby. Came back in the Jim Dandy, was fourth as the favorite. A bit of a head-scratcher for you and everybody over at Team McLaughlin. Can you give us an update on Mohamed and what might be next for him?
He's doing well. He came out of the race in good shape. It was just frustrating, and we're not sure what happened and why. It was a funny run race, the winner, even though he was a maiden. I mean, he's run some decent races, but we were stuck in between and took a lot of dirt and didn't like that. But he's training on. We would probably just work him once before the Traverse, but we're going to look at the Traverse and obviously nominate and work and train that way and hope that he is doing great and comes around. He always has been a light frame for us. We wish he would carry a little more weight, but he's very sound, smart, and doing well. So we'll point that way and hope that he's doing well. And if he's not, we'll pass on it and look at something else.
You know, if we need to put some weight on him, just send him over to Mama Stabile. She'll get the weight on in the heart.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It's some good Italian cooking.
Yeah.
Besides those bigger buzz horses, if you will, what else can we keep our eyes out for from your barn throughout the rest of the Saratoga meet?
Well, another nice filly is Cavorting. She's training very well, worked great yesterday, and she's pointing for the personal instance. And then just other horses. We're trying to get Zenner and Imperium in. Just an allowance race on the turf. They're both training great. And Zenner, we had to scratch because it rained off the turf. So we have some live horses to come back with. Indulgent ran great the other day, being second. A little sister to Frosted. She might get to run back at the end of the meet. But I would say all the, you know, Centurio Italia might run in the Boston Spa on Travers Day. So we have a pretty big day on Travers Day, marking in the Forgo. So it's a big day for us, the 27th.
Well, Kieran, as usual, thanks for the time today. Congratulations on a great start to the meet. And, of course, big win with my boy Frosted on Saturday. Good luck wherever you go with him, and good luck the rest of the way at the spa. I'm sure we'll talk to you before we wrap things up upstate.
Okay, thank you, and thanks for doing such a good job promoting our great business, and I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Wanna,